3net News. I'm Jason Taylor. St. Louis Mayor Lyda Crewson called for empathy and understanding yesterday for those who fear justice won't be served. The plea comes as a verdict in the murder trial of a former St. Louis police officer is expected. Some groups have vowed disruptive protest if Jason Stockley, who is accused of first-degree murder in the death of Anthony Lamar Smith in 2011, is not convicted. The state legislature's annual veto session is next week when lawmakers will look at a measure to fund in-home and nursing home care for low-income seniors. Governor Greitens blocked a bill to finance the care, which would have pulled surplus money from other state agencies. But House Republican Justin Alverman of Herman says Greitens is open to dealing with the issue another way by calling a special session during the veto session to look at new legislation.
I think that the governor's office is open to, if the House and the Senate can find a solution that's not going to break the bank and also not going to be unconstitutional, I think the governor's office would absolutely be open to discussions of that.
Many Democrats would prefer to simply try to override the governor during the veto session, which takes place a week from today in Jefferson City. Noting that recovering from flood damage can be a burdensome process, Missouri State Treasurer Eric Schmidt has activated a disaster relief program for Kansas City area farms and small businesses impacted by the August flash flooding.
We know how difficult, what a difficult time it can be. All of the things that those business owners and individuals need to worry about, we want to make, you know, this as easy as possible for people.
The flash flooding happened between August 20th and 22nd. Schmidt has activated the Harmed Area Emergency Loan Priority System, or HELP, which authorizes 24-hour approval of support for low-interest loans. Nearly $8 billion in proposed emergency spending for Hurricane Harvey relief is expected to be voted on by Congress this week. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt says he wants funding to be doled out in pieces.
I think we funded that in four different bills at four different times, and we funded it knowing what the costs were.
A Columbia Middle School was put on lockdown briefly yesterday and a suspicious individual arrested at the district administration building next door. KRCG reports police were called and the person did not go peacefully while being taken into custody. The Missouri Farm Bureau wants to strengthen protections restricting the use of eminent domain power. The Missouri Public Service Commission has denied Clean Line Energy the use of eminent domain power for its Grain Belt Express power line project. Farm Bureau President Blake Hurst supports that decision.
However, we are concerned with issues raised by some commissioners who expressed disappointment in a related court ruling requiring consent by all affected counties.
Grain Belt Express has proposed a wind energy transmission line that runs from western Kansas to Missouri, Illinois, and other states. The American Red Cross of Eastern Missouri has deployed 80 volunteers to Texas, Louisiana, and Florida for disaster relief. Find more news, sports, and weather at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net.